baby, turn that frown upside down. Daddy hates to see it frown. Come on. Come on.
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
I'm not frowning.
You're sulking. You've got a frown on your face.
No, I'm not.
All right, whatever. And now that was a glare. That was a glare and a squint.
I'm eating my string cheese.
All right. It's 503, Chef. 503-733. This just sounds like gibberish to anybody listening. It squints. That's a glare. I'm eating string cheese. It's complete gibberish. It's the Rick Emerson Show. You know, the only thing good about that whole segment we just did for the benefit of Coin TV, and how ironic is that? The only thing good there was the possibility they might use that first segment and thus be playing Jay-Z over their airwaves. That's it. That's all. There was nothing good there. We tried. And we tried for like a good 30 minutes there to be interesting and compelling.
Didn't happen.
And to talk about something local, something in the news. And we just couldn't do it. We tried to be serious. We tried to behave like a real news gathering organization. And we just failed on all fronts there. Right on our face. You know who would have loved that last half hour, though? That consultant guy we used to have. The one that claims he used to work in Los Angeles like 30 years ago that wouldn't have understood the C. Thomas Howell topic.
Yeah.
He would have loved it. He would have... If we had... Okay. Everybody who just listened, thank you. God, thank you. Thank you. God bless you for listening the last half hour. But everybody who just listened to this whole segment where we were trying to do a real news show... And by the way, how hard is it to hear the word llama and then pick up the goddamn telephone and call in and say something intelligent? What is it... What did that guy call... Even the callers that got on, except for Kristen, they all self-destructed halfway through. It was like a rickety airplane approaching Mach 1. Rick, I just have to say that I feel that I did... Baba Booey! Bam! You know? It's all, man. It's all just bit the dust. So, anybody who just heard that last half-hour segment, though, if we'd taped that last half-hour, and if we'd sent it off to the consultant we had at Entercom, he would have loved it.
He would have sent us to New York.
He would have been like, how would you like to be simulcast in Seattle and Yakima right now?
Well, throw in Roseburg.
How would you like to be on in Walla Walla, Washington? So he would have loved that. We're just not capable of it, though. We almost did it. We can't be good. We've tried. That's it, folks. It's as good as it gets right there. This email just says, stop, stop, stop. I just tuned in, and it's creepy hearing Tim talk like that. It'd be better if Michael Jackson was reading it. Have Tim read it in a Jackson voice to Sarah. That's more respectable. Oh,
I don't think
man.
I can do a Jackson voice.
I can do it.
If you had Clyde Lewis.
I can try a Jackson voice.
Yeah, we need
here,
Clyde.
I can try it.
Hang on. I threw it away, and somebody's dessert was thrown on top of it.
Not me.
We're a class act here. We need a shredder so we can just shred things as soon as we're
okay.
done. Makes a real satisfying sound.
There
well.
You go.
Sarah, do you have the jazz?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure.
This is radio as it should be.
I could read this as Hank Hill.
I love how you're calling it jazz and we all know it's porn music.
Oh, I thought we were actually playing smooth jazz. I'm sorry.
Isn't this from your personal collection?
No, this is from Todd Gorker's collection.
Okay, that's who it was. I couldn't remember his.
My personal collection.
I'm sorry.
No. So, who should I read this as? I can try Michael Jackson. Can I do any... I can do Hank Hill. Can I do... I don't think I can do anybody else.
You don't have to do voices anymore.
Just do your seductive man voice.
When I walk in... I will probably walk in and push you against the wall and kiss you passionately.
Why are we reading these again?
Because apparently it's the way to get on TV.
We're keeping Portland weird.
It's part of the new spirit of something. I want you to be completely submissive and just follow my lead. I would want you to take you upstairs. He can't even write. I would want you.
He's probably pressed for time.
To take you upstairs.
He's distracted by his love.
Distressed by police calls.
That's a lot of blackout. To your bedroom
that
where
been
we would
the best
continue.
Part.
While doing this, you could rub your hands all over my body. My arms. Wherever else you might want.
Stop.
I want to be your everything. Oh, that's
Oh, you're becoming like country.
That's Joey Fagan from The Commitments right there.
But you should tack on a country accent. That was good.
I want it to be slow and passionate. I would then take you and walk you over to bed.
That sounds like he's doing something for Brokeback Mountain.
And when I return, I'm looking forward to seeing y'all. I have daydreamed. That's not a word. I have daydreamed about walking through your front door and wearing one of your most sexy outfits.
Now you sound challenged.
I will then.
No, don't do it, but you're sounding...
I will move you against the wall, and I will pin you on the wall and get you passionately.
Your James... What's the guy's name from Silence of the Lambs?
James Gunn. Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't run my fingers through the blonde hair of yours, and I can run your body. I end up to me on that wig of yours. Wait a minute. And tan body of yours, and the way it can dress with your wearing driving granite.
Cure the commercial for the sales positions now open at Johnson 970 to sell these opportunities.
I'm in Kenya, and we go upstairs to your bedroom. Or are we going to continue our imaginative lovemaking? Okay, let's be done. Yeah. I have to stop. Jesus God.
I think we've lost all of our listeners.
Hi, is anyone listening? Oh, look at all these calls, though. All right, hold on.
Oh, boy.
The Foxy Foxworth Show.
Ray Emerson Show. Who's this?
Oh, this is Jimmy.
Hi, Jim. Jimmy, not his real name. How's this? How are you?
Hey, good. I would like to request that you do one as Samuel Clemens and one as Mr. Mackey. Okay?
Samuel Mark Twain?
Yes.
Mark Twain.
I will walk in the room and push you against the door.
I can't.
I'll walk in the room and push you against the door, okay?
Why couldn't you have called when the coin guy was here? That would have been funny. Well, they wouldn't have aired it anyway. Samuel Clemens.
Okay.
Do you want me to do this as Hal Holbrook as a dead Southern writer?
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right. I can only do Hank Hill. I'll just do Hank Hill.
Then I unbutton my shirt so you can run your hands over my chest. Are you the same boys that painted my cat's butt? Hey, feel my arm. It's more of a Tom Anderson kind of thing. Feel my arms as you take my shirt off to expose my bare chest, and then rub your hands all over my body. I'm going to go down to the VFW and get me a cool one.
We have to stop.
What happened with today?
Hi, Rick Emerson Show.
Hey, it's Bruce.
Oh, no.
Hi, how are you, Bruce?
I have to apologize for the quality of the folks calling in so far. So.
That's okay. Where were you?
Well, I'm sorry. I was holding off because... I wanted to make a comment that would include something that I didn't think they might air. So
llama.
First off, let me say I think you're completely missing the boat on the voice here. All this stuff sounds like it's word for word out of an old Barry White song of some sort.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And it sounds exactly like Barry White. Do you have any Barry White music to put behind it?
So if we had some instrumental,
Hey, baby, I'm going to come in the room and whatever it was he said.
That's disturbing. Sure to be like a... I can't sing like Barry White. If there's a large black man listening, please...
Well, Barry White doesn't even sing, you know. It's just that spoken stuff.
I don't think he sings anywhere.
Well, because...
Baby, I'm going to love you.
Jesus. Because he kind of does that... When I see you wearing your pretty pink panties. That was him, right?
Yeah,
he would
exactly.
Just sort of breathe.
Exactly like that, right?
That was him.
All right, if someone out there can do a Barry White imitation, please... Call us.
Now my other comment that I didn't want to call because I was afraid they might want to disparage a former employee of COIN.
Well, this is what I'm saying, though, is what I said llama last hour. You, of all people, this is Bruce Eggler, a former godlike program director. You would have been perfect to call in and say something that sounded like an informed citizen.
Well, I know, but what I really wanted to talk about was how sad was it that Mayor Vera had to hear about it on Lars's show. Uh-huh. She used to be a big fan of your show. She was a big Imus fan and would listen to you and would only tune out when Lycus came on. Yes. She was never a big Lycus fan, as
right.
You might guess.
Right.
And so we have to get the word out to Vera that you're back on. I think she probably doesn't even realize that you're on.
And so she's having to listen to Lars? That is
sad. Well, apparently, because in one of the papers today, I forgot whether it was the Tribune or the Oregonian, they even referred to her having heard about this when she was listening to Lars and having a practical heart attack, you know.
That really is the greatest tragedy in all of this. She really is the loser then.
Well, that's what I thought. This was by far the biggest story, and all the media have missed it, and that is that Vera is listening to Lars.
All right.
You believe this?
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We'll get her number, and we will call her desk, because she still has an office somewhere doing something, right?
I would assume so.
Okay, so we'll call Vera Katz during the show, and we'll let her know that she doesn't have to listen to Lars anymore.
I mean, if nothing else, just go hang out on Northwest 23rd, and you'll find her in the Starbucks up there.
Yeah, that's what I want to do, is hang out on Northwest 23rd, more than anything. I'll see if I can find her office. We'll call her and tell her she doesn't have to listen to Lars anymore.
And let's find a Barry White impersonator, because that's exactly who we need. And we definitely need some Barry White background music on this. Even with Tim reading it would sound better with Barry White music in the background.
Just such concentric layers of weirdness. All right. Excellent. I'll get right on it. Thank you, Bruce. All right, there you go. That's Bruce never says goodbye. He's just gone.
Oh, well, I thought you just would.
Oh, I thought you were
go
gone.
Away.
Okay, bye now.
That used to be your modus operandi. You just go away.
All right, I'm going away now. Okay. Can we start the whole show?
What was the show supposed to be about originally?
I don't know. And like 5 minutes to noon, Coyne called me, and they're like, can we come on the film talking about this Foxworth story? And I said, sure. How could it go wrong? How could that end up being anything but fantastic? Okay.
Well, what did you have planned?
It doesn't matter.
Pick
Sarah,
something.
Is your therapist, does she have time for me today? Could I just go in? All right, and we are ahead of schedule, though, right?
Yeah, we're doing just fine. Oh, Jesus. Lisa Goddard's supposed to be calling.
Yeah.
About what?
I don't
about the McKinney.
About Cindy McKinney. It's probably best if Lisa Goddard doesn't call while I'm talking like Barry White and saying, I want to be your everything. All right. It's 503-733-2970. Now, see, listen to this. Now, listen to these emails I'm getting. Now, those are the people. Mm-hmm. This one just says, make it stop, make it stop, make it stop. It's so creepy. It's so creepy. This one says, would you please read it as Goofy having sex with Donald? See, why would you say that? Why would you even email me that? Oh, God. All right. It's 503-733-2970. This one just says, please stop. I can't drive and throw up at the same time. All right. Let's stop, and we're going to take about 60 seconds here, and we're going to reset. Do we have any smooth jazz?
I'm sure we do.
Do we have smooth jazz anywhere, Sarah?
No, I think I have something I can play, though.
I can find something. If we can find something to reset with. All right, hold on. We're going to find something to cleanse the palate with. Hold on. Am I up over there?
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and we're going to reset. We're going to take about 45 seconds here. We'll come back. You just stay right there. We're not going anywhere. We're just going to sit here.
Baby, I'ma want you. Baby, I'ma need you. You're the only one I care enough to hurt about. Maybe I'm a crazy, but I just can't live without your loving and affection. Giving me direction.
Why do you have this?
Like a guiding light.
Well, why wouldn't you?
It soothes the nerves.
It's,
lately I'm a prey.
There's no rap or heavy metal.
But you'll always be a staying.
You know, when I come over the bridge from work in the morning, you know what I see now with towers over the city? Where that Z100 billboard used to be? There's a huge smooth jazz billboard. Have you seen it? Looms over the city, right? You're going over the Rustland Bridge, there's a huge smooth jazz billboard. Alright. Okay, there you go. Hi, it's 503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson Show. If you'd like to email, you can do that as well. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. And on behalf of myself and everybody here, I would just like to say I'm sorry. I'm also very, very, very sorry. All right, so here's what's coming up. We got Lisa Goddard from CNN Radio. Was she at a press conference earlier? Is that why she wasn't able to do 12:30?
Yeah, she had something at 12:35.
All right, so she's at a press conference. We're going to be hearing from her about Cynthia McKinney, who... Let me understand this. So she went crazy and slapped the guard, then she denied it or wouldn't talk about it, and has she admitted it now? Because I know she, I guess we'll find out. But
she says she admits that she is wrong.
She said that she was at fault somehow. She did something wrong, but we're unclear about what exactly that is. All right. Later on, Jen Lane from Barfly Magazine is going to be here. Randy, the natural couture, is going to, we'll talk to him later on. We're going to talk about Sport Fight 15 coming up. Now, of course, the big news, though, is that we are now 14, today, 14 days away from Listener Party 9, which is happening Thursday, April 20th, Sabala's Mount Tabor, up on 49th, and Hawthorne. And so, by the end of the week, I think we're going to have a name for the party. By the end of the day, so by the end of business tomorrow, I believe the party will probably have some kind of name. Next week, we're going to talk about the band, because the Bigger Than Jesus, the artist formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band, they're going to be playing a huge set. We're going to talk more about that in a second. Next week, we're probably going to name them, and then probably not tomorrow, but sometime next week, we're going to have... sort of an event inside an event. There's going to be something happening on stage with the band. And I'm not able to confirm or I'm not able to announce it. But if it comes together, and Sarah, you know what I'm talking about, right? It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
I don't want to say it yet, because if I say it and it didn't happen,
then people will be excited.
Then you'll storm the building and kill me. You will love it. It's going to be the best thing. And that's going to be part of the band's set. Now, note seamless segue. Ka-chunk. Band set. So here's the thing. The Bigger Than Jesus House Band, and again, we will be giving them a different name because they've kind of established their own place in this big crazy world of ours. But they're the band they played. If you saw Bigger Than Jesus performed live at PSU, or if you've seen the film, they're the band providing all the sound, all the music, all the sound alikes, all of that stuff. And they are going to be performing at Listener Party 9, and we want you to help us create the set list. Because, I mean, and they're, it's funny, I was talking to the guys in the band, and I said, well, how long are you going to play? How long is your set going to be? And the guy's like, we'll play for 2 hours! And I talked to Jason Sabala, and I'm like, well, do you have anything else booked? Is there anything else happening that night? He's like, no, they can play till 2:30 in the morning. And so the band is pumped. They're wanting to put on a fantastic performance. So here's what we need, and we'll start this right now. It's 503-733-2970. We'll just kind of take these as they come in. You can also email, but we are looking for the set list. We are looking for the set list. We want to know what the band should be playing at Listener Party 9. What songs should the band be playing? Now, if you're not familiar with the band or with what kind of music they play, I mean, I hate to use the term butt rock. I hate that term more than anything on earth. Because it's not just, how would you describe it, Sarah? I mean, it's...
They're good imitators. Term. I mean, I don't know if that isn't meant to be insulting, but I mean, like, I heard them, you know,
but it's like they don't imitate Garth Brooks, though.
Yeah, like Van Halen.
Or
and
Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, no. Poison, Ozzy
Osbourne.
Yeah,
and they're not going to do Creed.
Kind of,
but yeah, I believe it's just R-A-W-K. It's rock.
It's songs that you could sing along to drunkenly at a listener party.
It is big, huge rock crowd pleasers. And so as these calls come in, we're just going to put them on hold. So if you call in, we're just going to put you on hold and we'll just kind of take them as they come in. I'm going to play, if my computer up here?
Yeah.
We're going to play a couple of these cuts. And I'm going to play a couple cuts of the band playing. And so you can kind of get a feel for what they do. So what you're about to hear, and these are live performances. They've been cleaned up for the film a little bit, but these are live performances. Fantastic band. So this is, let's see, we'll start with this one. This is the Bigger Than Jesus House Band. This is their Motley Crue.
That's awesome.
How fantastic is that? That is the best thing you've ever heard. If you, let's hear that one more time. It's the greatest of all Motley Crue songs too. Fantastic.
Do you have another song?
There's just no words for how great those guys are. Yeah, let's see. What else do we have here? This is Jairus. Remember we auditioned all the vocalists for this on the air that day, long ago last year. Okay, so this again, here's the Bigger Than Jesus House Band. This is their take on Black Sabbath. And keep in mind, by the way, this is not done with computers. This is not done with any sort of trickery. This guy just sounds this much like Ozzy. Here's Bigger Than Jesus Band doing a little bit of NIB. Best line ever. How fan... Come on!
I found myself banging my head.
Okay. I mean, and I don't mean to suggest by this that they will only do, like, Motley Crue or Black Sabbath or whatever. I mean, these guys, the thing about the band is, and I gotta tell you, I lived with these guys basically in a rehearsal space for about 5 months before we did Bigger Than Jesus, and they can play anything. Anything with a guitar and like a pentagram or big hair or like a fist in the air, they can play it. I mean, there was actually moments where we would just sit and we would just throw out the names of songs just to screw with them, and they would immediately begin playing. The guys know everything. I'm going to do one more, and then we'll take some calls here. Let's see. Here's the here's the Bigger Than Jesus House Band again. You all know this one. I mean, it's just, it's fantastic. So we're going to start taking some calls here at 503-733-2970. The question is, what are the rockingest party tunes of all time that the band should be playing at Listener Party 9? All right. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
It's Chris.
Hi, Chris. What do you got, brother?
Jarvis has got to do the Wanted Dead or Alive that he did in December.
Now, if you guys were at the Rick Emerson Listener Party in December, yeah, you saw them do a fantastic version, a fantabulous version, what might even say. They did this Dead or Alive. And Wanted Dead or Alive is one of those songs. It is done. It's gone a whole bell curve. It was great, and then it was sort of cheesy and embarrassing for a lot of people, and now it's just become an unashamed classic. You know what I mean? Joni DeRoche and I have talked about this. Everything that is great goes through four stages. It goes through popular, unpopular, kitschy retro, and then acknowledged as genius. Everything. The Bee Gees, ABBA, George Michael, it's all going through. Everything goes through that set where everybody loves it, then everybody hates it, then it's kitschy, and then suddenly everybody just goes, well, yeah, it's badass. What are you going to do? So it is with Wanted Dead or Alive. It was huge in the 80s, then people laughed at it, then like the hipsters liked it ironically, and now everybody just acknowledges that it's a goddamn great song. And plus, Wanted Dead or Alive is probably the definitive Bon Jovi song. More than Living on a Prayer. I don't care how badly you sing, I don't care how little you know of the rock and roll canon, everybody can sing along with the most crucial part of Wanted Dead or Alive, which is what, Chris?
I'm falling apart. I'm trying to listen to you.
Oh, no. But everybody can sing along with the most important part of Dead or Alive, which is what, Chris?
Wanted. Dead or Alive. Or Seen a Million Faces and I've Rocked
Well,
them
that
all.
Too. That too. Yes. Yes. Also that. All right. Great. Thank you.
Hey, I got one
yes?
more.
Yes.
And you can't veto it, Rick. You write it down. You let the band decide.
What? I'm sorry.
You know what's coming, baby. I want
to
hear
I swear to God, if you say anything by Firehouse, I will find you and I will kill your family.
Three Little Pigs.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll write it down.
And maybe they can get you up on stage to do the voice of the
pig. Oh, I'm sorry. Your phone's cutting out. Okay, thanks. Sorry. Three Little Pigs. Yeah. Yeah, that's a fantastic idea. It's 503-733-2970. We are creating the set list for Listener Party 9. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this? Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who is this?
This is Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. How can I help you today?
I think that in lieu of the death of their slide guitarist in March, you should play some Rose Tattoo.
Oh, my God. Did that guy die?
Yep. He died of colon cancer on the 27th.
Oh, that's a bad way to go for a rock star. Butt cancer's no way to go for a man. Rose Tattoo, they are one of the all-time unsung, underappreciated bands. Everybody in my generation knows Rose Tattoo because Guns N' Roses covered the song Nice Boys on the GNR Live album. But we use a lot of their bumper music on the show, actually. There's two or three different Rose Tattoo songs that we use. Imagine AC/DC with a slide guitar. That's Rose Tattoo. Their first album, which is variously titled Rose Tattoo or Rock and Roll Outlaw, depending on which printing you get, is a stone cold classic, as they say. It absolutely still sounds fresh, doesn't sound dated, as good as it gets. I'm sad about that now. All right, Nice Boy. I'm going to put down Nice Boys because that's kind of the definitive Rose Tattoo song there. All right, thank you, Charlie.
Hey, no problem.
All right, there you go. We are creating the set list for Listener Party 9. Hi, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Lauren.
Hi, Lauren. it's like you call up and I just see bunny ears. All right, what do you got, brother?
How about Back in the Saddle, man?
Oh, Aerosmith, Back in the Saddle. You know, I got to tell you, here's the real tough part about this party, and these are good problems to have, but Joni DeRoche and I have had these long conversations about what is the opening song? What song does the band start with? And I mean, like, when their set begins towards the end of the party, what do they say? You can't start with a ballad. Maybe you start with something that starts slow and then kicks in, maybe, but you can't.
Well, or there's that other Aerosmith, when you did the Aerosmith countdown, the one that he wrote where, opening for the Stones.
Make It. A song called Make It. Back in the Saddle is pretty fantastic, though, because Back in the Saddle is a huge hit. Everybody knows that one.
Well, it's just a great tune all the way around.
It really is, and it's got that back, that, you know, like Screamy does.
Back in the Saddle again.
Yeah, we should never do that again. All right, thank you, Lauren.
Bye.
All right, all right. It's 503-733-2970. We're helping to create the set list here for the artist formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band. They're going to be performing at Listener Party 9. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. What is the ultimate rocking, crowd-pleasing song?
Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, God. Boy, just to turn back the hands of time with that one. Tim, you did you?
How about We're an American Band, Grand Funk Railroad?
Hey, don't knock We're an American Band. I love that song.
That was the first concert I ever saw.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm writing that one down. We're an American.
That's a good opening song.
I love that song.
Well, usually people don't like my suggestions.
Tim. Aww. Booby, we hold you close to our bosom here on the Rick Emerson Show. Your suggestions are genius.
Oh, thank you.
We're an American Band is one of the greatest rock and roll songs ever recorded.
And I had that album, and
recorded.
It was gold.
What do you mean?
The album itself was gold.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. That's Stones right there to put out an actual gold album.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Kiss didn't do that, where they just put out a record itself that was platinum. We're an American Band is fantastic. I'm writing that.
Oh, that was a good suggestion.
And Godzilla, which I haven't heard for a long time because I don't listen to KGON and because I'm no longer a mindless music DJ. But I'm more of a burning for you man myself. But, you know, what are you going to do?
Listen to
that. Yeah, then whatever, Rick. Hippie. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
All right.
My friend just text messaged me and wants to hear some Striper.
What friend?
My friend Sean, who works at the Crystal Ballroom.
Do I know Sean? Have I met Sean?
I think you might have met
what
Sean.
What Striper does he want to hear?
I don't know. He just wrote Striper.
You know, Sean, it's amazing that you texted Striper. Let's take another listen to this Bigger Than Jesus Band and see what kind of music they create. This song, by the way, and I'm putting these calls on hold. If you're calling in, you're on hold right now. Just hang out for a second. Now, again, if you saw Bigger Than Jesus, there was a section where I came out as Pastor Stephen T. Peterson, and I did a whole thing about the evils of rock and roll. And as a shout-out to the Rick Emerson crowd, we used the Religious Nutcase watch. So go ahead. But this is the Bigger Than Jesus Band playing live. Listen to this. Check this out. Because this is modeled, I'll deny this for copyright purposes later, but this is modeled on the Striper version of this song, which was on their Soldiers Under Command album. All live. Listen how great that is. These guys are pros. They're probably the best band I've ever seen in terms of technical proficiency. With the organ is a nice touch there. And real quickly, this is the close here. Listen to this fantastic little sound they make at the end. See, you asked for Striper. I give you the Bigger Than Jesus Band. Wait for it. Little explosion there at the end. That's on his guitar. His guitar does a little explosion effect there. Is it enough to see you say Striper? Rick delivers Striper. All right. Did Sean specify a song? The Hell with the Devil, perhaps?
No, he just said Striper.
Not The Hell with the Devil. That's the song everybody knows.
Sure.
And honestly,
it was To Hell with the Devil.
To Hell with the Devil! Sorry. Let's do a couple more, then we'll take a break here. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
This is Tim.
All right, To Hell with the Devil. Go, sir. What is the ultimate rock crowd-pleasing song?
You have to open with one of two songs, either Breaking the Law or Turbo Lover.
Now, Breaking the Law. Now, at December they did You Got Another Thing Coming. Turbo Lover is a vile piece of musical crap. And I will never allow that to be played anywhere, but thank you. Thank you for that. Breaking the Law is not a bad idea. Hold on. Breaking the Law. Again, we're talking to... I knew that you all would know because we were talking about, well, are people going to suggest a bunch of crap? Are people going to know? But I said, no. I said, you know, this audience know. As soon as I say rock, the audience know. Listen to what we've got so far. Bon Jovi, Three Little Pigs, Rose Tattoo, Aerosmith, Godzilla, you know, the Blue Oyster Cult. We're an American Band, Striper, Judas Priest. Do I know the people and do the people know us or what? I mean,
yeah.
Come on. It's We really are all of the same mind here. All right, Breaking the Law is down, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Get one more and then we'll break. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. Who's this?
I'm coming at it from a little bit of a different angle, thinking that you should maybe come in with like a build-up song or a slower tempo. Not exactly a slower tempo, not exactly a ballad, before you get into something really hard to build up the tension.
So you're saying we shouldn't lead with our right. We should maybe fade in a little bit
and then kick it out. And this, right, okay. But this, right. One of the best Black Sabbath songs, it follows exactly with the theme, Born Again.
Born Again. Oh, that's from the Dio era, right?
Well, no, that's actually the original three backing Ian Gillan.
Oh, okay, all right. So you tell
me. And the album wasn't so great, but that track kicks, man. So suggest it to the band.
Okay, Born Again, Sabbath. All right, excellent. What's your name?
Mud.
All right. Okay, thank you. But thank you.
Is that with two D's?
No, just one. It's okay. Short for Mullard.
Okay, bye, sir. Thank you. All right. Let's take a break, shall we? All right, it's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You know, we're going to come back. Coming up, Tim Riley at the City Desk. Later on, Jen Lane's going to be here. Randy the Natural Couture and other things as well. Coming up tomorrow, possibly, Sarah's Therapist. Also coming up on the Rick Emerson Show. Not tomorrow?
No, not tomorrow.
Do you need time to prep her?
Sometime next week.
All right. We'll get to more of your calls. We're creating the set list for Listener Party 9, 14 days from now, Thursday, April 20th, Sabala's Mount Tabor. You stay there, it's the Four Horsemen. We were talking about feelings, she means. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Zing! 503, that's a lot of blackout. It's 503-733-2970. You know, can you hear how in your headphones, you have the decent headphones, there's a lot of bass. Can you hear that? Boom, on the downbeat. I always wonder if that happens out there with the people. I always wonder if the station thumps at all when we play music like this. If our station booms.
Aren't we in mono?
We got the booming system. Well, it could boom in mono.
All surround mono. The way it should be.
Yes, Pet Sound style. Hi, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Coming up, Tim Riley at the City Desk. Later on, Jen Lane, Randy, the Natural Couture. We're talking about Listener Party 9 coming up, 2 weeks from today, right?
Yes.
2 weeks from today, Sabala's Mount Tabor. More details on that coming up. And so forth as we make them up. I can't get through today, but coming next week, we do have, again, it's sort of a special event inside a special event. As you know, the artist formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band, they're going to be playing. And as part of their set, there's something very cool that we're trying to get confirmed that may happen. And we'll let you know as we hear about that. And we should have a name by the end of tomorrow. By the end of tomorrow, we will have decided on a name for Listener Party 9. We're going to go back to the phones here in just a second. You hear a big buzzing
sound?
Yeah,
what is that?
I certainly do.
Is that your phone? Do you have it on vibrate?
It's not my phone. No.
My phone doesn't have vibrate.
Something in the studio making a loud, rattling, vibrating noise. Well,
it's gone now.
Are we off the air again?
Let's ignore it. No.
Oh.
Well, it doesn't really matter. So we are creating the set list for the band. So we are asking you, the people, to help come up with the ultimate list of crowd-pleasing rock favorites. So far, we've got Wanted Dead or Alive, Three Little Pigs, Nice Boys, Back in the Saddle, Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult, or the BOC, as the kids called them back in the day. We're an American Band, To Hell with the Devil by Stryper, Breaking the Law by The Priest, and Born Again by some incarnation of Black Sabbath. Before we'll get a couple of these calls, but real quickly, let's get another few tastes of the Bigger Than Jesus Band here so you kind of know how good these guys are. Here's a guy named Jesse. He's from two bands. He's in a band called Last Stand and a band called the Juke Joint Gamblers. And here they are doing their little take on my man Vincent Fernier, known to you as Alice Cooper. Listen how good this is. fantastic. So great. It makes me, as Lizzie Borden from the band of the same name used to say, it makes me want to put my fist in the air.
Did you snort?
He used to say it exactly that way, too. They would do this god-awful version of Born to be Wild, which is a song that doesn't need to be covered by anybody, especially Lizzie Borden. And halfway through, he talked that way, sort of like Goblet of Rock style, you know, raise your goblet of rock. And he would, halfway through Born to be Wild, he would turn to the crowd and he would say, get your fists in the air! So stupid. Not that Jesse sounds that way. Moving on, let's get these two calls and we'll go to the city desk with Tim Riley. Hi, Rick Emerson Show, what song should the band be playing?
Rick, I'm thinking more like the lines of like the old Eye of the Tiger, the old theme song from Rock.
Oh, man, I just don't know. Is that too much?
Think of the lyrics.
No
the beginning
way.
Of the song.
That's awesome.
Rising up back on the streets.
Rising up. No, it's more of that. That's more of a rising up. I can't sing it. But it's it's not a false. It's more of a he's it's kind of a man's man kind of a singer, isn't he? That guy. Rising up back to the street.
Took back a man's
Survivor, wasn't it?
What?
Wasn't that Survivor?
Yeah, Survivor. They also did Burning Heart. In the Burning Heart, just about to, but yeah, that's the worst. Get your fish in the air, raise your goblet of rock.
Anything from New Kids, though, would be good, too.
Okay, your call is now done. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Eye of the Tiger. See, you can see the generational shift, too, that Tim, he said Eye of the Tiger, and Tim Riley cringed, and Sarah was like, yes, rock. You can totally see that's where that generational paradigm shift is. All right. All right, I'll tell you what, we'll take one more, then we'll go to the city desk. If you're on hold, just kind of hang out, please. We're moving through these as fast as we can. Your call will be taken in the order, blah, blah, blah. Hi, Rick Emerson Show. What is the ultimate party rock song?
Well, I think since you have such a mixed crowd or different ages, groups, and...
Thank you.
I don't know,
a charitable way to put that.
Let's say whatever.
Uh-huh.
You should have the beginning of Budokan. Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. Cheap Trick.
I thought about that because we're trying to think of what is the ultimate opening song,
that
too.
That is the ultimate opening. It whips people into a frenzy.
I love that song.
And it kind of works them up and then do the Born Again and then the Three Little Pigs.
Hello by Cheap Trick. And, you know, and Davey Nipples somewhere out there is smiling at that. I got to tell you, that's such a fantastic song, and it's like a minute and a half long. It's perfect. They get in, they rock, and they sink back into the night.
And it works every time, you know.
And I mean, no one else but Cheap Trick and like Aerosmith, you know, and Trey Parker could get away with that. That, you know, that hello there, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to rock?
And Survivor isn't rock. I don't care what anyone says. So
it's sort of a lowercase rock.
Taking my call and love your show.
Okay, you're a first time caller in a long time. Okay, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at the city desk, your personal savior, getting ready to raise his goblet of news.
Tim Riley!
You know, Survivor was what one radio station I used to work at called Grown Up Rock.
Grown Up, corporate rock, they also called it. Yeah, Grown Up Rock.
Grown Up Rock.
They had, what was that song by Survivor? I saw on VH1 Classic the other day, because I'm old. There was Burning Heart, Eye of the Tiger, and it was like a ballad. It was something about on the streets.
People on the streets?
People on the streets. No.
I'll be watching it tonight. Don't worry.
Speaking of people on the streets, real quickly, this is of interest to all of us here. Well, you don't watch American Idol, and neither do I typically. Next week, though, Queen Week. I am there.
I almost watch it because it's on after Bones.
I watched Manilow Week. I've never seen Bones. That's that David Boreanaz show.
It's a great show.
Oh, Queen Week. I thought you meant like drag queens.
No.
Yes, yes.
I thought that was pretty cool. I'm like, I might watch that.
Yeah, Bruce Valanche is going to be singing. No, it's going to be, you know, Queen, Freddie Mercury.
I was wondering why you were so excited about that.
Well, Sarah, it's time we had a talk. I want you to call me Loretta. Here's Tim Riley.
All right, then. Our first story as we go to...
Queen Week.
Queen. I'm sure that touches a... Okay. A different demographic. Anyway, let's get to our B soundbite.
Oh, I'm sorry. These are the I'm the B
getting
feed.
Organized. Here. Okay. One of our top stories today is Georgia Democratic Congresswoman whack job Cynthia McKinney, who has apologized for altercation with a Capitol police officer.
I am sorry that this misunderstanding happened at all, and I regret its escalation. And I apologize.
Someone got a talking to. Someone got a talking to. Someone got taken to the woodshed.
Oh, don't say that. That could be taken wrong.
What?
McKinney made her statement on the House floor, all 7 seconds of it.
Wait, hold on. How could that be taken wrong? The woodshed. Isn't that where the kids get taken to be beaten?
Should we turn off our microphones?
No.
The woodshed.
The woodshed. Okay.
There are no racial implications of woodshed, are there?
I don't think so. I'm so confused.
Well, let's continue here.
The woodshed. Are you talking sexually?
Maybe
like,
we should just move on before we realize what we're talking about.
Sexually like the woodshed.
Yeah.
All right. I don't even know. Okay.
I don't know. Well, McKinney says she appreciates the work of the Capitol Police.
There should not have been any physical contact in this incident. I have always supported law enforcement and will be voting for H.R. 756, expressing my gratitude and appreciation to the professionalism and dedication of the men and women of the U.S. Capitol Police.
Now, here's the thing about that bill that she's voting for. Mm-hmm. That bill, H.R. 71, I think it is, that bill, the Republicans introduced that just to shame her. It was a bill the Republicans put in honoring, saying, you know, like, it was one of those stupid, pointless resolutions. Not stupid, but, you know, one of those pointless resolutions where it's like they, like when they vote to say that air is wonderful, you know, and, like, we like water. It was a bill saying police officers are good guys and you shouldn't hit them. And it was a bill created, like a resolution created just to shame her, and now she's voting for it.
Meanwhile, The View's Meredith Vieira is making the jump to the Today Show. On this morning's live edition of The View, Vieira announced she is Katie Couric's replacement.
If you're going to grow, you have to be willing to change and maybe get off the path you're on and find another one. And I've reached a point where I have to veer off my path. I'm very NBC has asked me to co-host the Today Show.
Whatever, no one cares.
Vera's co-host Joy Behr jokes with Meredith about leaving.
I'm so happy for you, but I didn't mean to tell you what a skinny bitch you are. I am miserable that you are leaving, I have to say. Miserable. I feel as though I'm losing a sister. I feel like I'm losing a friend. I'm an only child.
It's funny.
Well, she's mad because she's left there with Star Jones.
Totally. It's funny because it's kvetchy. Star Jones, now, did you hear that whole thing? Was it
she got the boob lift?
Yeah, but was it Joy Behar, was it Meredith Vieira that almost got into it with Star Jones, where they almost punched each other?
No, it was Joy called her a bitch.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Because Star Jones, I mean, that's a lot of breasts to be lifting, first of all.
She's just freaky looking.
And, you know what's hideous is when you hear, and look, this is a pain that women know. Women know this pain. Correct me if I'm wrong here, Sarah Dillon. It's a special kind of awkward when a guy you find physically repugnant, he starts talking in a sexual or provocative fashion, right? Like, that's a special kind of hideous.
Wait, the what?
Well, when a guy starts talking about sex or starts being lewd or just making a lot of suggestive comments, it's kind of bad. It's kind of awkward anyway. But if it's a guy that you find hideous, it's like 10 times as bad,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Like, when a guy's like, I used to know this guy.
Oh, like Star Jones talking about her and her.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Are you okay? I used to work with this guy. Big, fat, bald guy.
At the other station?
No, this is long, 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 long ago. No. It's like you're mouthing at each other who you think it is. No, this is years ago. No one here knows. Bald, but his big joke that you got to hear 100,000 times when somebody, you know, he would talk about, like, he had a huge bald head, and he'd say, oh, it's not a bald spot, it's a solar panel for my sex machine.
Oh, my God.
Again, it's like you want to peel your own skin off.
Was this in the 70s?
It sounds like it. He kind of still lived in the 70s. He was still kind of... Sarah's actually rubbing the goosebumps away.
Oh, that was just wrong.
Your skin, again... It's
I'm picturing some of the big men I've met in radio saying that.
But they have big mustaches.
It's totally... Now, that's how it is with guys. When a woman that you don't find sexually attractive or that you find unattractive starts making with the sex talk, and that's always the way it works.
Or writes an entire book about it.
Totally, and it's always the ones you don't want to be talking.
Ugh.
You don't want to hear them talking sexually, and then they do it, and you're just like, oh. It's like a Patty and Selma thing. Star Jones, she's all, I saw this interview with her, she's like, I may be 44, honey, but my breasts feel 20. And it's like, why would you say that? You know, and I want to drop heavy things on my feet so I can quit thinking about it.
Mm.
God damn. All right. What I wouldn't give to see somebody just punch her full on the face. Not that somebody should do it.
Did you see that video when she gets hit in the face of the football?
No.
Oh, I'll send it to you.
Star Jones?
Yeah.
The real Star Jones?
Yeah.
Face?
Face. Football. Full contact.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Are we done?
Say, did you know that Key Lime is a step closer to becoming Florida State Pie?
Thank God. Hold on. I'm sorry. The State Pie of where?
Florida.
Oh, damn.
Somebody's happy about it.
All right. There you go.
They measure, which is SB679, now goes to the house. However, it may not be as pro-key lime pie as you might think.
What are we talking about?
Florida State Pie.
Okay. Holly Hornbeak.
Comes to us from Tallahassee, Florida.
All right, I'm sorry.
Are we done?
I don't know. I asked you if you were done. You started talking about pie.
Oh, the penis watch? Yeah. All right, we'll do the penis watch.
Take a look at my enormous
I don't even know what's happening now. First it's pie, then it's penis.
It all started with coin 06. Or is that coin 6?
Take a look at my enormous penis. Santa, everything is going my way.
I want to thank the thousands of listeners who emailed this story to me.
I hope Les Moonves is listening right now.
A Lancaster County man pleaded guilty to making a bomb to a Chicago doctor whom he paid $8,000 to enlarge his penis. Well, his offense, building a tiny bomb and mailing it to the cosmetic surgeon.
A tiny
surgeon.
Bomb. There's a joke there somewhere. His offense was building a tiny bomb.
The surgeon, who had promised but failed to deliver big results. He faces a likely prison sentence of 4 years or more on a charge more commonly used against terrorists than dissatisfied customers. It all began back in 2004 at the home of Britt R. Seidler, a 25-year-old factory worker from a devout Christian family in Reamstown.
Reamstown?
Yep, Reamstown.
Jesus Christ. This is like a Randy Penis story we had the other day. Randy Penis, resident of Reamstown.
Well, eager to find a cosmetic surgeon who could enlarge his penis.
Oh, God.
He logged onto the internet because there wasn't anybody in Reamstown, and he found one in Chicago. So he traveled here for the $8,000 procedure. Well, to put it mildly, there were complications.
I wish I was dead.
And there was extreme unhappiness about the results. This is a sad case where a young kid from Reamstown, who had a tough go of it, said his attorney, Louis Ortiz. For months after the surgery, the victim repeatedly called the clinic, which was not identified, to complain. In November 2004, he sent the doctor a poem, the surgeon's hands, threatening to cut them off. To kill him is not enough, for he is already old, he wrote. In February 2005, he sought his revenge from his home in Reamstown. He built a bomb out of black gunpowder, carbon dioxide cartridge, a 9-volt battery, a model rocket igniter, and dental floss.
I don't understand. First of all, okay, now we're telling people how to make a bomb. What do you need dental floss for? Never mind. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Well, the device is now qualified as a weapon of mass destruction for which... Oh, a maximum penalty is life in prison.
Well.
He hid his bomb in a small gold jewelry box and placed the box in an envelope. He wrote the surgeon's address on the outside and listed the return address as United Methodist Church of Warren, Ohio.
Attention bombers, just so you know, like, how to do it.
So, he arrives in North Bloomfield, Ohio for some ridiculous reason, just below the Pennsylvania state line. On the trip from the car to the public mailbox, he wore latex gloves to conceal his fingerprints. With shoes and zip ties and wire fasteners to alter his footprints.
Are we just instructing people on how to create and mail a bomb here?
If you're from Reamstown. At 7:45, after driving all night to arrive in Reamstown, he had second thoughts.
Arriving in Reamstown. Doesn't arriving in Reamstown sound like some sort of... Ah, never mind. Screw
it. What a conductor would say in a public address system on the
road. No, I was just going to say, you all can fill the joke in out there. What do you... I'm sorry, I can't go out tonight. Guys, I'm going to be arriving in Reamstown. Oh, God. All right, are we done?
I guess we
are. Here's your penis.
Take
watch.
A look
thank
at
you.
My enormous
George
penis.
Burns played there. Many minutes.
This reminds me of when I was in Reamstown.
I take a look at my enormous penis.
I'm never going to die. I did that in Reamstown once, and it was unpleasant. Okay. We'll take a couple more, and then we'll...
I thought we were supposed to have a guest at some point.
Jen Lane's going to be here. Then we'll have Randy the Natural Couture.
And some lady on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Lisa Goddard. No, she doesn't.
I guess there's no love for you, Rick.
She doesn't want to play our reindeer games today. We're creating the... Reamstown. We're creating the set list now because Listener Party 9... Reamstown is just 14 days away. 2 weeks from today, Sabala's Mount Tabor, 7 p.m., 49th and Hawthorne. The artists formerly known as the Bigger Than Jesus House Band are going to be playing, and we are helping to create a set list. So far, Wanted Dead or Alive, Three Little Pigs, Nice Boys by Rose Tattoo, Back in the Saddle by Aerosmith, Godzilla by B.O.C., We're an American Band, To Hell with the Devil by Stryper, Breaking the Law by The Priest, Born Again by Black Sabbath, Eye of the Tiger by by Black Sabbath, and Hello There by Cheap Trick. What is your suggestion, sir, for, or madam, as the case may be, for a crowd-pleasing rock song? All that lead-up. Hello?
Hello?
Maybe that's the sound of silence.
Did you really just say that?
I did. I don't believe I said
it. Did you? Thank you.
I think I probably said that in some other bit at some point. 10 or 11 other times.
All right, let's take this again. Hello there, sir or madam, as the case may be. What's your name? Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I'm Larry
King would have put up with this.
My knees down the 205.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
No, I've been listening in the whole time. Sorry.
What is it you want?
What is your question? Party.
I'm sorry. What?
I have a suggestion for the listener party name.
Okay.
I'm not calling in for the set list.
Great. All
What's
right.
your idea?
What's your idea?
I'm a 14-year-old girl, really. This isn't pulling off well.
You think? All right,
no,
sir, you should
hands
go back.
Wheel,
you should put both hands on the wheel, and you should reconsider some of the choices you've made in your life.
Can you honk that horn for us right now?
Thank you. Okay.
Yes.
Bye now.
Bye.
All right.
Oh, I think Lisa might be calling.
Is she a 14-year-old girl? Rick Emerson Show, who's this?
Michael.
Hi, Michael. How can I help you today? What's your suggestion?
Oh,
I have two. AC/DC, Back in Black.
Okay, but hold on. Back in Black. You know, an astonishing number of people actually have suggested Back in Black as the listener party name itself. So
that might be a good opener, too, maybe.
Excellent. Back in Black. What else?
And Motorhead, Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades. See, that's what I'm talking about. Ace of Spades. Motorhead. Great. And what was your name again?
Michael.
Excellent. Well, I thank you, sir. That's a fantastic suggestion is what that is. I am all about that. All right. Thank you. All right. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break right now. We come back. Randy, the natural couture, is going to be here. We're going to talk about Sport Fight 15 Tribute. And that is happening this Saturday, April 8th at the Rose Garden. We'll find out more about it. We'll talk about what's going to be going down there. We'll talk to Randy just a second we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's 503-733-2970. It is the Rick Emerson Show. We return momentarily on Johnson 970 AM. You stay right there.
There's got to be a reason, and we know the reason why you're trying.